Question.
Hit the button, away we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the August Council meeting of the Lachlan Shire, which is the 26th of August 2020. And we do have a fairly big business paper today, as you all realise, of 718 pages of it, I think it is. And I would like to ask Councillor Dennis Brady if he'd like to do the acknowledgement of country and its elders.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to pay my respects and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we gather. I pay respect to the elders, both past, present, and extend their respect to other Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Brady.
That's okay.
And also now, as you said, in your business paper, there's going to be an item on the code of conduct, which is a fairly big section. And in the beginning of each meeting now, I've got to read out a code of meeting practice. And just to remind you that the meeting is recorded and made publicly available, which was explained to you, it will go on the web tomorrow. And at the start of each meeting of a council or council committee, the chairperson must inform the persons attending the meeting that the meeting has been recorded and made publicly available to council's website, and persons attending the meeting should refrain from making any defamatory statements, because otherwise they'll come back and bite you. All right. moving along to apologies and requests for leave of absence. And I think we've only got two. I've got Councillor Carter and Councillor Hall.
And Councillor Hall will be
here. He will be here. So if someone's quite happy to move that.
Yep, I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. And Councillor second that. If there's no further, all those in favour.
Aye.
Those against, it's carried.
Thank you, sir.
Someone like to move the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 22nd of
February. Mr. Mayor.
20?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor, for you.
So Councillor
Harris.
Councillor Harris and Councillor Brady was the seconder. He's quick off the mark today.
He is.
No, nothing in those minutes that you're all happy with that. All those in favour?
Yes.
Yep.
Those against, it's carried. Right, on to page 22. No, the second one, isn't it? Oh, yeah. This is number four of the Merrill Minute, the General Manager's Performance Review.
Move the recommendation as written.
Can we actually move that to the end of the meeting, please?
Yeah, move it that way.
Thank you, Councillor Harrison. Thank you, Councillor Brady, that we move it to after the closed session.
Yep.
Be more appropriate. Did I put that, did I? All those in favour, anyway.
All
against, carried. Right, now to page 23. 4.2, the Merrill Minute, exclusion of local government from the National Cabinet.
Recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Harris.
Second.
And Councillor...
Good. My name.
Councillor Phillips.
Hazardous.
There's no further comment.
I think it's just normal, isn't it?
Yeah, I think...
We get ignored all the time.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a battle with that one, but we'll keep working at it. Those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. And, all right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're moving into, on page 27, public forum. And today we have Tony Slade from the Lee Enfield Association, which is a rifle club, and it looks like they want to try and open up the rifle again. And Tony, we'll ask you to come forward, mate. Come down here if you like. How you're sort of facing all the councillors. We'll give you. Your questions from the council.
Can you have the mayor okay today?
Yeah, I can.
Using the mic.
Yeah, I can.
Right, if someone feels it,
I've never even turned it on.
The mayor back here.
I'd just like to thank.
You can hear the mayor, right?
Yep. Allowing myself, Tony Slade, a Lachlan Shire resident. I'm a budding historian and a businessman, and here to introduce LERA, which is the Lee Enfield Rifle Association,
that would like to upgrade an existing facility, the Condoblin Rifle Range. We would like to, I've circulated this front page, which has come to you via email. I'll just go through and dot. We just want to start, the Lee Enfield Rifle Association want to take over with their significant members and start the application working with within the guidelines to revamp the Condoblin Rifle Range. So the Lee Enfield Association incorporated. They want to take over a reserve, 68490, which is on the Henry Parks, about 4 kilometres on just northwest of the Condoblin tip. It's a Crown land, and they will take over the management of that Crown land. Lira are enthusiastic group of shooters, hunters and collectors. They want to preserve and restore the safe shooting of the Lee Enfield Rifle Association. They have very strong ties into the history of the Condoblin Rifle Club. They want to preserve that history, and they've had a good track record with, they took over the Hillstons and renovated it, and they've outgrown that site. So they now feel that through a bit of enthusiasm from myself, that they now feel that Condoblin could fit that bill, being a centrally located shire for the Victorian and Queensland and Canberra, and Condoblin fits the bill for a central location. They have a very good advertising and sponsorship. They've got their own website, they've got their own Facebook page, they've got their own hunting groups, and which cover the insurances and things like that. So an armourer's service that can come with this group. So most of these shooting events are a half day or a possible one day event with people travelling quite significant distances. So it has the benefit of accommodation and just people coming to Condoblin that wouldn't necessarily come to Condoblin. They will also, being a group that they are, will be seeking some general support from our Roy Butler, New South Wales member for the Barwon, and Mark Colton, general member of the Barks. They're also satisfy a lot of natural connection, self-efficiency, social networking for a lot of men and women that participate in this sport. So basically, in a nutshell, what we're after is a letter of support from to start the progress of application, to have a firm intention to run an active and enthusiastic rifle club to ensure that we're able to proceed various applications of the Department of Lands, the police, Farmers Registry and the local shire. And there's also close ties with the Australian War Memorial, closely working with Lira, historical connections with firearms, with the history, and there's a very strong emphasis on living history and the respect of the past. So that's that. And just read. So today I've just found that the first mention of this, I got a Condoblin Argus dating back from 1890, and there's the first mention in this newspaper of the asking of the Crown to give this to consider the land for the rifle club. So that was in 1890, and then in the Brit there was a formation of a half squadron in 1889, and then there was an application. So 5 days after Federation, there was the Mounted Corps of Condoblin, which was the start. And the official opening of the rifle range was in 1939 by our Mayor H.C. Mulder, who fired the first shot, and with the captain of the club being W. Oppie. So we're really interested in kind of revamping, absorbing the history of the Condolan Rifle Club. The Lee Enfield Rifle Association have got a fair bit of history of preserving. They'll digitise a lot of the stuff that's in paper form from the Condolan Rifle Club, which will be great. And their numbers that they have should be able to bring to our Lachlan Shire a fair bit of enthusiastic participation in a sport that I think needs as much support as we can possibly give it, because without saying too much, if the Lee Enfield and we had to go back to the drawing board to make an application for a new firearm rifle range, it would make it very difficult for us to go back to scratch. If we can just pick up the Condolan Rifle Range and say, we just want to pick up the baton and do our best to revamp the facility, if we can get council support for that, we can then go to the New South Wales Firearm Registry and we'd have a lot better chance of being able to do that. It would just make our job a little bit easier. So that's what I'm asking for today, is the Lachlan Shire support in that formation of a letter. So that's all I've finished. I'd like to open for questions.
Yep. Thanks, Tony.
Write a letter.
See where you're coming from. And sit with any questions for Tony?
Tony, are you guys, the other rifle range club has come to funk?
It has legally, as an incorporation. There's a bit of a story behind it, but they have. But we will pick up as much history. I've got three.
But they're no longer in existence. They have gone out of existence, haven't they?
They have. Yep. Every lack of members.
Yep.
And I think if we can revamp the facility with these membership base, and we will be canvassing local members to participate also. I'm going to put a fair bit of my own resources into getting this going, and I'm hoping that when we do that, I'm thinking that possibly other clubs will come and use that facility. I mentioned the shotgun group possibly may look to hold an event there, but we've got to be very careful about who's actually running it, because New South Wales Firearms are very strict about who's going to run it. So there's lead-offs for the young members of who are shooting. So if you put your license that you're a hunter or a recreational or a target shooter, by law, you've got to achieve 5 shoots a year. So if you're not a primary producer, which can't have to do that, you've got to have a facility like what we're trying to form today, start the process, where you need to have 5 registered shoots on your books to be able to maintain your license. So Noblan could be that place, and it's been made harder for a lot of other areas, and basically a lot of ranges have shut down because of it.
Hi, thanks, Tony. Do you guys and Lira have the support of I suppose it's now not really the existing Condolan Club, but members that were in that, are they happy to support this?
The chap that was the supporter was Tony Blake.
Yep.
He was one of the last of the things. He's said to us that whatever you guys do, I'm involved in.
Perfect.
And I will also bring other members to the group.
Excellent.
That have been a little bit silent. And they just mentioned that they're just happy that something's going to be done with the site.
Oh, fabulous. Sounds great.
Very good. Mel, councillor.
So I'd just like to actually commend the initiative to reinvigorate a local facility, because it seems that if we can get this up and running, that we may be able to bring tourists, other people and that to the Shire as well, which is what we want to do. We want to reinvigorate our Shire. So I'd like to see council provide a letter of in-principle support to the initiative.
Thanks, councillor. And I think, is there any other questions to Tony? Elaine?
Will you be supporting junior shooters?
The answer is a big yes. We've had close to 17. We've had, Lear have had 17 junior firearms licences supported in the last 6 months. So the military corps now have dropped their ability to be able to train young people. So the LIRA group have, they're positioning themselves to be able to take on what used to be classed as the cadets. They will take on that as a way of building mentorship and support for the future. So they're going to be mentoring these young people that will have junior firearms licenses, which are allowed to shoot under supervision. And then once they turn 18 and show an association with a club, they will automatically get their license under very good tutorship. So, and also it relates to some of these older gentlemen that may be moving into town from their farms that may not be primary producers anymore. The armourage service will be able to, they'll be able to put their firearms in that armourer service, and then there'll be ability to be able to hold those licences when other applications of who's going to take those firearms on in the future, which has normally been done by the New South Wales Police Force, and they don't really want to do it because they're all about destroying. They put a fair bit of pressure on to get these rifles moved on. So I think the LIRA group are really enthusiastic, A, preserving history, two, looking after the young people and giving these group of men and women the ability, and on a day, the men and women can shoot as equally as each other and still compete. So it's quite a mixed group of people.
Thank you. Sounds good.
I don't think there's any more questions. I'm very pleased you brought that into our notice.
Thank you.
And we'll put it under consideration. There's no question about that. And I think it certainly be another good way of bringing people into Condobolin, because I know there's still quite a, it's not only the rifle, but also the shotgun people, by pigeon shooters. They're still active around the place. Thanks, Tony.
It gives them the shotgun people maybe a future direction.
Yeah.
If they need to.
I think sounds great.
Work together.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Happy days. Do we have to move a motion to write a letter?
We can move a motion if you want to.
Sure.
You want to move a motion?
Are we allowed to? Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Do we need to move a motion?
We might leave it to the end of the meeting, and we'll put it at the end of the meeting.
Fabulous.
Be no problem at all. Thank you, Councillor Rees. But before we move any further, disclosures of interest. Has anyone got any disclosures of interest in any particular matters coming up in this business paper?
Mr. Mayor, I could have two.
That's four.
Really, they are not really. When we adopt the new code, they won't be. But under this code, I think they might be. Right. One is, I'm of course a member of the local Rotary Club, and the other is to do with my presidency of the Chamber of Commerce. There's two things, one thing coming up in both of them, but they're nothing of a pecuniary or even a non-pecuniary interest. But I just mention it just in case somebody.
That's good.
Under the new, what I read of the new code, that I won't have to put it in there.
4.1 and 18.9.
But, 4.1 and 18.9.
Is that rugby club or Rotary Club, Paula?
Rotary Club.
Paul's got rugby on her mind.
Oh, bloody hell.
What, you think it's rugby play?
I was like, I should declare an interest if the rugby club's in there, but I didn't see it there.
Right, I think before we just move on there, as you can see, we've got a fairly big business paper today, so please try and keep on track. Don't sort of end up on another tributary. The other thing there, try and keep on course. And also, just letting you know before I do go any further, that Greg and I are actually going to a JO meeting in Cara tomorrow, so we're not going on tomorrow, so that's all good. So moving on to page 25. Number seven, general manager meetings and functions attended by the mayor and deputy mayor for the month of August. Would someone like to move that?
I move.
Second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady seconded. So any comments on the fairly busy schedule, as you can see?
Thanks. You're up to John.
Page 28, Mark.
Can I just make a comment?
Certainly can.
I had the Outback magazine out here.
Yep. Yep.
And as the chairman of, or the president of the Chamber of Commerce, would have been nice to have been informed that that person was going to be there. So I could have had some input as well in talking. So just next time that comes about, just
we'll take note.
To try, okay.
Because his visit was to Lake Angelica. Supposed to be not actually to Condoblin.
Yeah, but he was in Condo, wasn't he?
Yeah. But he did get a lot of feedback on Condoblin.
Yeah, I heard that.
We'll take your point of what.
Okay, that's all.
He was a busy man. I think he was pleased to get out of the place.
Just make a comment then, Tony.
You certainly can.
Just on that magazine, gentlemen, he did come out to Lake, and as well as Condoblin. Very impressive man. And he put his time in. He put a big full day in. We located Rebecca at Wee Birds and Bird Life, and Adam Kersey on his fish and different little things around the lake. He had a very good information. I think he had a couple of hours with those folk, and it was very impressive, the whole show. So thank you, Johnny.
Right. Thank you, Councillor Phillips. Very, very true words. All right. All those in favour?
Sorry,
Councillor Harris.
Just a question on the meeting with the JO regarding Wangler Dam. Just interested to know what came out of that meeting regarding Wangler and this possible wall raising.
I think basically it was the first it was with the JO, which was Jenny Bennett and Chris McPherson and you, Greg, you and no, I wasn't on that one. The people who are actually doing the interview on the Wangler Dam and the idea, and what we made an input in the fact that we're hoping that they made sure that they interviewed all the councils along the river, you know, to get input on what effect it will have on the Wangler Dam. And the other thing was get on and do it, make it happen. And so that was the first lot of consultation of the dam. But I see there has been a bit more there. I see the Deputy Prime Minister's been out there the last couple of weeks, Steffi Cook. So it is a project that's starting to happen. And I think JO put a media release out the other day, basically saying, let's get on with this job. And not only the Wangler Dam, but all other projects, especially to do with to towns. The drought last year exposed a lot of happening around the state, and hopefully Wangler Dam is going to create that bit more security. I see what it can. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Right, upcoming on page 29, 7.2, upcoming conferences. Would someone like to...
Recommendation.
Again.
Councillor Harrison, Councillor Phillips seconded.
Yep.
We've got to make a few... I'll hand over to General Manager for this one. Sorry, Matt.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Since I prepared this report, there's been some changes. We've received notification that all of the conferences will now be online. So there's probably not as big a cost involved. There'll still be some registration fees, but expected to be less, and there won't be any travel or accommodation charges. So have some more people participate if they wish to.
So we'll all be here.
It's only half day, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't got all of the details. I think there's a number. You don't have to sit in every session. You can choose from the agenda of what you might want to attend.
Mm-hmm. This can be done from home, can it? Or could we meet here as well?
Either.
We're still waiting for a bit more detail on what's happening, but I'd say that's the case, I think.
I need to... registrations, but they're not going to be limited to numbers now like they may have been if they were face-to-face, and we'll still need promotions and the like.
Yeah, you're standing there.
That's in it.
Yeah. So the other conferences and that sort of thing, which are all online too, so we need to, if people are interested in those, so it's still got to...
I need to know names so I can register the people that want to attend the conferences.
Right. LGA conference.
There's the local government New South Wales,
yeah.
There's the Darling Association,
yep.
And there's the ALGA Roads Congress.
Right.
Right. We'll start the Murray Darling, and I think Councillor, welcome Councillor Hall too.
Thanks. Apologies, everyone.
You're right, mate. As long as you made it, that's the main thing.
He's our delegate, isn't he?
Yeah. Paul, I'm not sure whether it's Paul or myself. I think Paul, you're happy to do it, Paul?
Yeah.
Right. Can I have also come along for that as well? Because you do have to start to do something about the way the Murray Darling is run. It's a muzzle.
No problem at all. So anybody else interested? Three there. Yeah, I've got them. Have it right. Alga, the National Rail Transport Congress.
Councillor Carter's
keen to do that. Anybody else?
Well, isn't Brian our person who goes to?
I'm keen, yeah. I could show an interest, but I'm not sure whether I'll be availability at this stage, but I think so.
It's only going to be here.
Yeah, but there might be somewhere else over there.
Do it from over there?
But you put my name down for the stage anyway. Hopefully, if I can't be there, somebody else might. I think it's a very important one that we are involved in because it's all about getting that federal funding into the roads, really. Is if nobody turned up, well, they'd shrug us off. So I think it's pretty important that all shires, as far as practical, can attend it at least.
Well, we used to try and have a very good roll up because we used to get the most money
one day,
and I think we still are. But so to show support, we used to turn up in great numbers.
Right. Well, we've got Councillor Carter and Councillor Nelson, and I'll put down if one of them. Someone else?
And possibly Adrian, although he's.
Oh, yeah.
No, yet.
But we'll see what comes back on that one, too.
Yeah. I think that is a worthwhile week for the.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Director to go to, yes.
All right. And then.
The other one.
New South Wales local government, we'll just wait for more information on that one, but we all can be involved in that. And number four is the Mental Health Foundation National Symposium on Farmers' Mental Health and Wellbeing on the 8th of October.
I'll put down for that because I'm involved with mental health down there.
Yep, and I'll put one.
Councillor.
Anyway,
sorry, Mayor, but if you wanted to link into that, you could. Be able to, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, should be able to do that from home.
Councillor Hall.
Yeah, just to you, Mr. Mayor. I hadn't heard that the mental health one, as far as I know, that one's still a physical conference in the planning. I haven't received any notification that it's gone online. It's a half day, but it's in Newcastle.
It's a long way to go for a half day.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything on that one. It was the other three that I was.
It's only a month away, really.
It really is.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll follow it up and yeah. If it is online, we'll. So it was Mr. Hall. Who was the other one? Brady?
Yeah.
They did say that they were live streaming as well, if people wanted to do it that way, but.
We'll follow it up a little bit more and get some information. And before we go any further too, Councillor Hall, we've got some new microphones around the room here, which are very, 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 very sensitive. So be careful who you talk about. And these microphones now are basically for, we should keep using them, but so you can hear. Everything else has been recorded on the new system. Thank you. All right. I think we've got that covered. Have we?
Just the annual conference, the New South Wales conference.
Can everyone go now?
They can, yeah. I just need to know to register, that's all.
All right.
Well, I just mean the ones that have already expressed an interest. If they're still interested, can't they just all go?
Yeah. That's all right. Councillor Harris?
Yep.
Mel, you're not. Councillor Blue?
No.
Fine.
No, this is a
local government.
Local government conference. Now I'll step aside at this stage, I think, unless somebody retracts, I might have Sharon.
Councillor Bendall, Councillor Brady.
Yep.
Councillor Hall. No. Councillor Phillips.
Yeah, Johnny, I'd like to sit on in some of the sessions, but not all.
Yep, that's what we'll all be in that boat.
Yeah.
And myself. Oh, after that, especially. don't know if they're still doing the same system.
How are you going to vote when you're going to do the selection?
Oh, I don't know. I think we've got to wait.
How can you prove who's voting?
I'll just put my hand up.
I'll get one mate anyway.
All right, I think that covers that one. So all those in favour?
Aye.
As against, it's carried. Yeah. We'll go to page 60. 7.3, motions for the New South Wales Local Government Annual Conference for 2020. I think that will still go ahead. Would someone like to move that recommendation?
I move.
Councillor Phillips and Councillor Rees. But I think there's too many questions on that come from the floor anyway.
Can I give you a motion? Can we still have motions to go in or not?
Yeah, we can. Right. Councillor Brady.
Okay, well...
I'll press your button, mate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
you can now. I've got mine off.
Thank you for that. Back last week, I tried to get a couple of notice of motions in. I'll bring up what that's going to be later on. This motion is to do a better transport corridor for the western part of New South Wales. For years upon years, Ian Armstrong and company have tried to get a better road over the Blue Mountains and so forth. But I think maybe we might have to look at a different way of doing this, and maybe the way would be to build a tunnel. And I build a tunnel not only for cars but also for a very fast train. Because if we're going to get people to move out of the city, we're going to have a quick way of getting them in and out of work. And Australia seems to be lagging behind in doing anything about fast trains and moving people from the city centres out to other areas. Other parts of the world, you only got to look up and see things. In England, you can be 100 miles away. In 1 hour, you're in the city of London. And we have, just because people are just allowed cities like Sydney and Melbourne just to keep mushrooming, they're running out of space. And not only that, the cost of building homes down in the city is just getting past the average person's ability to be able to buy a home and set up house. So what I was just going to ask is that the LGA support a better transport corridor for Western New South Wales, and that the government look at building a tunnel through the Blue Mountains as a matter of urgency to facilitate a very fast train to Orange, and also one for motor vehicles. As at present, both roads, you'll never be able to make them any better. You can keep making another lane going up over the Great Western Highway. By the time you do that, that lane's blocked up. And that's what I want to move. So it'll take off pressure off the northwestern part of Sydney, the western part of Sydney, and the southwestern part of Sydney. And have a little bit of, over 50 years ago, they talked about decentralising. And all we've ever seen to do was re-centralise and not decentralise. Yeah. And I know 50 years ago, they talked about putting a pipeline through from Wyangla Dam, 45 years ago, through to Orange, because Orange didn't have enough water. Orange still hasn't got enough water. Orange is still trying to get a pipeline through to there. They were talking about building the big city between Bathurst and Orange, Victoria. Victoria never happened, and those things. But if we could get a better transport system, as at present, planes are not much use to anybody. The cost of flying is fairly expensive for the average person, and this would be one way of maybe opening up part of Western. You know, it's only 205 years since they walked over the mountains. It's about time that we started to get a bit of action this side of the mountains.
Thanks, Councillor Brady. And you got that written down?
In a scribble.
Right. You might refer it back to a general manager, and we'll get that submitted in the thing there. I just want to just bring up what you're talking about, and through the JO, that is, is still its number one priority, is the road over the mountains. So we don't care what form it goes in, whether it's underground or overground or whatever, a train also.
Yeah, well, Mr. Mayor, I don't disagree with that. But I think going over the top, it's fairly limited, because if you go on the Great Western Highway, all those towns you've got to go through, go down 40, 60, 80, 40, 60, 80.
The valve.
And look, if you lived in Italy, they build bridges through valleys, straight over the top, and then through, and they have autostradas that they can shift people along. And they also got fast trains.
Yeah.
Out here, like in 3 hours, you could be from London to Paris on a train. It's just ridiculous that we haven't moved forward in doing something.
All right. Is the mover and seconder happy with that motion to go before conference? Yeah. Who was the mover?
Phillips.
Councillor Phillips?
Yeah, no problem at all, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Rees, you happy with that?
I'd love to get to Sydney quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I like getting out of it quicker.
Yeah. Well,
Councillor Brady.
Same.
And I'll just say one thing about Italy. Most of the tunnels there were built before the First World War.
I know. I knew an old Italian man who built them.
You know, it's like the Bell's Line of Road is a really good plan, as far as I know. Planning you can put tunnels and everything else. When you look at the history there, the zigzag railway went back in 1880 or something, and they had the new railway line into Lithgow in 1880. If you ever been on a electric train from Lithgow to Sydney, if it wasn't a railway line, if it was a road, the terrain, you could quite easily drive probably 140-150 kilometres an hour if you're in that sort of speed zone. It's a very flat, two tunnels up and down, there are very little up and downs, and it's a very, very tractable road, yes. And I think the trains, there's probably room there for the trains to go a bit quicker anyway, if they had the right sort of trains.
But I think we've got the picture and that sort of thing, and it's happening. And I've been a chair of this JO for 3 years, and I can tell you one thing, it's come up every meeting.
It's been going on.
It's important that we keep on trying to support it. All those in favour? Those against? Just carry. Right down to page 76. 7.4 with local roads and community infrastructure grant project. You've got that piece of paper there with the seven projects. And how do you want to do this?
I think we can just collect them and collate them. We might talk about it.
Oh, you're the one.
I haven't quite signed it yet.
We've got a little bit of trouble with numbering, have we?
I haven't got one.
Should have one there.
Come on a minute. And yes.
Apologies. Beginning a second page then, weren't we?
And
if you just
turn it over. Also, Council Hall has seven projects there now, not six. In this club as well.
That's why I can't count.
Why you can't count?
Should have kept it away. while people are thinking about that, you can see that all these different projects are all pretty worthy for quite a while, and there's certainly an opportunity to get some of these completed.
Thank you.
We haven't got number seven on here, but we just put
it
down.
Yeah, just put it down the bottom there.
So what was number seven, Jen? You on you?
Tottenham Tennis Club, the LED lighting and the refurbishing of the tennis courts. So I think it's $5,000 for that, $65,000 for the. I think it is. Thanks. Going to grab them.
Oh, you're going to vote.
Yeah.
So what are you going
to... You want us to just number these?
Yeah, number all.
Two for four. Three for four.
You got number
one. All the way through? Or?
One to seven.
Yeah, but seven. Put that now. You
right-hand side.
Just one on the right-hand side?
Because... Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, but you don't have...
They're for Talbazoo or Bircher.
Oh, excuse you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, do we need to move into committee?
What's that?
Do we need to move into committee to discuss these, not as part of the meeting?
Do you need to? Want to discuss some of these projects or not? Because
I've already just handed off my thing, but I wouldn't have minded a little bit of a mini discussion.
Don't need to be in committee to discuss it.
All right. We don't really need to be. It's an open council matter, yes. And but the other thing is that, like, with these, which are numbered, which
democratic way of doing it and that sort of thing. And as Greg goes through them there, that what we've prioritised, that'll be the order of what you want as the projects come up. Anyway, if you want, what do you want? Which one do you want to talk about?
Oh no, I just thought my ordering might have changed dependent on if Jim might all have a similar one and two, and then maybe some of the littler ones would fall into the three and four that I didn't put as high up. I just thought, depending on what was the number one and two project and the budget that we had allocated, would then change the rest of my ordering.
The value of the project is obviously oversubscribed for the money that's available. So it's going to come down to depending on what the highest priority is as to where or how many projects we can do.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I would have changed then the preference of some of them depending on what gets up as the highest priority.
Need to bring it back.
I have to bring it back, but I really need to get this into the federal government because the money has to be spent by the 30th of June next year.
Can we...
Can we just see what the priorities are then and go through them?
We're going to do that now. Yeah. Cool. I've got them all in hand now, is she? Oh, waiting for Brian. We leave Paul at the...
He's looking for something for...
Used a Google form, then we could have all voted instantly and it would have tallied them and put them in preferential thing.
Councillor Bree.
Instantly, through a link in your emails. We could have just went ding, tick, 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 and it would have done it itself.
It's just so simple.
We don't do change.
It's real easy.
We're very conservative.
Didn't we do that in the workshop here last year?
You, the microphones are very sensitive.
Didn't we do that?
Everything will be picked up and replayed. Down the track. So there is a project there while they're doing the tally you would like to talk about that's help you in your too late now? Maybe.
No, I've made my votes and I'm happy with where they stand. It was more around which ones might have got the nod for number one, might have then bumped up some of the littler ones if there was only a certain amount of money left.
Yeah.
That was all. They're all very worthy projects that have been on the books a very long time, I assume.
Yep. True statement. And we like to think we're going to hopefully might get them all in, you know, like over a period of time. Yeah, and but anyway, time will tell. I think we're all pretty fully aware of what the projects are about and what they are because they all have been sitting around fair time. So we'll just wait for the general manager to...
Well, if there's any discussion.
Yeah, I don't think there is. They're all, okay. All pretty wary of what's going on. Yeah, what we might do is move on to the next report to try and keep going and that sort of thing, and we'll come back to that. You happy to do that? Right, we'll go on to page 81, 7.5, the execution of funding deed for freight and tourism project. Would someone like to move that recommendation? Yeah, Councillor Harris and Councillor Rees, is it? Right, is there any discussion on that? I think it's a project that's like Condo and the Loughlin Shire go forward. There's no discussion. All those in favour?
Aye.
As against, it's carried.
Can I just ask one question on the funding for, I'm not thinking it's that, but the funding for the road that you're going to do on the West Wylong Road. Has anybody thought about the consequences to build that road up, people in office parade, that when we have flooding and the chances that people will get flooded who live on the side of the river?
Can I, Councillor Brady, get the Adrian to take that on notice so that he can maybe come...
I'm just worried that back in 1990, we got flooded where we lived because the South Falls Road had been rebuilt and built up. Never, ever had that house ever been under flood water, but it was worked out with that road. Now, I don't want you to go to the great expense of building up that road where that water goes across the road to find out a bit later on that half a dozen homes or more around an officer's parade are going to go underwater or be inundated because we've built up a road which is virtually made a flood bank.
Well, I think we'll get Adrian taken over that and maybe bring it up at the strategic briefing to answer that question.
Okay.
It's not actually in the...
Well, I'm just worried about
fair question.
Later on.
Yep.
And we could have a flood coming very soon. So
you're dead right. You never know.
All right, moving along to page 119, 7.6, which is active resolutions for August. Would someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Harris, second that.
Yes.
Councillor Phillips. Any questions on some of the active resolutions? Gone quiet? Oh, sorry, Councillor Lewis. I can see you now.
It's all just a query. On page 129 and under the Melrose Homes, oh, sorry, Heritage Committee meeting, 22nd of November 2017, it resolved to give this funding. And it says here, everything's acquitted except the urban works are not complete and now the funds are no longer available. So does that just mean that that project didn't get done and the money's just been given back? I just want some clarification.
Well, I'll just ask John. Yeah, yes. That's exactly what it says is what's happened. Right. Any,
we don't get to keep the actual that money. It just has to go back, and then we can't allocate it to another project.
Yep. Yeah, we go into a new year and a new funding project. Yeah. Councillor Harris, got a comment?
Mr. Mayor, just page 122, Forbes Art Society Sculpture Trail. Just wondering why they want the money before all the necessary approvals are in place.
Can I say, John?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, in a meeting that we had with the Forbes Art Society, they mentioned that they pay the sculptors ahead of the installation. So they're saying that they need funding in order to install the sculptures, and they're saying that they want to pay them ahead of them actually putting them on the site. And we've said, well, once the approval's in place, then give you the money, and you can pay the sculptors and then they can be installed on site. But they've said that they want to have that money up front.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Answer your question, Councillor Harris. Councillor Hall, for a start.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Just a note, and again, I apologise for coming in late, but on page 124, the Burner Road Waste Transfer Station resolution there, it has my name recorded as voting for it, and of course I was absent last month, and it's also in the minutes.
All right.
Last month, I've let Paula know already, but just needs my name removed from there.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Hall, for that. Any other questions? Oh, Councillor Brady, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 2020, the Aboriginal Protocol and Guidelines, where are we getting with the Aboriginal protocols and also with committees that we were going to set up with the Aboriginal people? Are we, every time we seem to set up a committee or a, it seems to fall over. Any further advancement we are?
Yep. I'll just hand over to John Shillett, and he'll fill you in there.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can answer half that question. Being the Aboriginal protocol question, we're currently preparing a draft of that protocol. So a significant amount of consultation has been undertaken with the various four local Aboriginal land councils that make up our shire, also with some of the local Aboriginal community to prepare the draft protocol. So hopefully that will be prepared for this in the future.
And for the second half of the question, when it comes to the formation of that particular committee, we're hoping to do it next month.
Okay.
All right. So once we get...
Okay, look, we've had so many of them.
I know we
get all over through lack of people turning up for meetings and so forth. At one stage, they want to be paid to come to every meeting. And...
Yeah, there's a bit of a push at the moment for it to happen, so we're trying to... I think it'll happen next month with a bit of luck.
Okay. Just another question, Mr. Mick. On the Heritage Committee meeting of 27th November 2017, a fair while ago, part of it was to have the beach memorial down in the Memorial Park. Well, that's fair enough, but the beach park itself is in Bathurst Street. And William Beach actually lived straight opposite the park. There should be some sort of recognition of the fact that he was there as well. So I don't know how we get around that. to me to put something somewhere. Okay, that's an Englishman who joined the AIF and became a part, signed the Periscope. That was his claim to fame, but he was a builder who lived here in Condobolin.
Yep.
And lived at that end of Baffa Street. The park opposite was named after him and his family, and yet we put the memorial. I don't care where the memorial is, I just thought some recognition should also be somewhere. If it's in the park, it should be maybe a plaque there to say the reason why.
Just hang on there. I think Councillor Blewett might be able to answer that.
Sorry, I was just going to suggest, like a plaque in Beach Park, just to say who he was and what he did, and just because that's the park it's named after, and maybe pointing in the direction of the memorial down at the memorial.
Well, they could do that.
You know what I mean? Like, point him in the direction so it's all covered.
We've got those other ones in the main street. Something like that up there would probably be worthwhile.
Can we ask that the council investigate the cost of a plaque for Beach Park and get back to us and let us know what that may involve?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Blewett. I think I'll hand it back to John Cialetto, and I think he'll look at that. I think that's a pretty fair request as to, because there was a fair bit of debate whether it should be in Beach. That should be maybe recognised. All right, any further active resolutions you need to discuss? If not, those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? It's carried. Right, now, page 142. 7.7, review of code of meeting practice, adoption of code of conduct, councillors 2020 procedures and administration of.
Your recommendation.
Second. Councillor moved, Councillor Harris, seconded Councillor Phillips.
All,
sorry. Sounded the same. I should look. All right.
All the same, aren't
they? Yeah. All from Lake.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't you forget it.
You'll never let us.
God, it's 100 k's away. Righto. Any questions on the code of conduct? I hope you've all read it.
For you.
What was that, Councillor Harris?
Riveting.
Yeah. No.
If there is no questions.
Well, some of it is actually, as I said earlier, when I had to put in about a couple of interests that I have, under the new code, I won't have to do that. So that is something which is going to.
I suppose we can look at that, Councillor Brad, as a positive.
That's a positive. That's the only positive I can see in it, but I mean, that's a positive. And also the actual fact of people being investigated or being put in for misdemeanours, which they mightn't have done. Twice I was put into somebody by an ex-councillor from around here, and both times it was dismissed. But I mean, today that would not be able to be done. What she said would not be able to be.
You'd have to be a real bad boy, I'd say.
I wasn't. I got it all wrong.
Right, let's keep moving along. Down out to that.
Oh.
Nope.
All those in favour?
All right.
Those against? That's carried. So that'll change the code a little bit. Right now, page 246, 7.8, proposal of support of Allied Health Services in the Lachlan LGA.
Who's the recommendation?
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Who's the seconder? Councillor Brady. Right, any comments on this recommendation?
I just have a comment to make that I think.
Yep.
I understand.
Councillor Rees, I've just got to announce you when you speak, all right? Now you can speak.
I just wanted to sort of clarify that we haven't mentioned the AMS, Aboriginal Medical Service, because they actually provide a fabulous physiotherapist once a week that has travelled out to Lake Angelica, is my understanding, and that's all under Medicare. I'm currently doing my rehab through her every week. She's spectacular and very easy to get into sort of thing. So I don't know if we need to reflect that in there, or if that's just been an oversight that it hasn't been mentioned in the report.
I'll just get the general manager. I think it's a different issue there. Well, thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I don't think we need to reflect it. It's certainly information that I didn't have at the time of the report. I spoke to a resident of Lake Angelica who utilises the services. And they did mention that they thought that there was a service available through the Aboriginal Health Service, but non-Indigenous people weren't always able to get access to it. because it was quite well utilised, and with COVID restrictions, the service had been cut back. But yeah, there is a service provided from time to time.
Can I make a comment on that?
It's Councillor Brady.
I've never had any trouble ever getting into the Aboriginal Health Service for anything. There are some people who have, because it's called Aboriginal Health Service, will not go and use it. The other day I had to ring up and try and get an appointment to see my doctor, which is not at the Aboriginal Health Service. He was at one stage. He was at Melrose. He's back at Melrose. And they said, maybe you have to ring the Aboriginal Health Service. Now, before I had, when back beginning of this, back in March, I had a flu needle. I was able to get straight in virtually to Aboriginal Health Service to get an injection. The other place, I'd have to wait a month, 6 weeks. I've never had any trouble about getting into that. I don't know who does the physio now. There was a girl, Larkins, who used to do the...
Still her.
She's not a physio. What is she called, eh?
Yeah, no, Cindy Larkins. She's a physiotherapist.
Yeah, but she's not a physiotherapist. She's a one up for that. But anyway, she was always able to get into. I've never had a great deal of problems. And she's very good at her job. She worked on a shoulder of mine years ago. And
Councillor Brady.
When people say that,
Councillor Brady, can we keep on to the...
Yeah, but I just find it difficult to believe that people say it. I think they say it because they think it's Aboriginal health and they don't bother trying.
No, this is not to do with any of that anyway.
No, but...
particular point. So we've got to move in a second. Would someone like to place in favour?
All right.
As against, carried. 7.9, page 248, delivery program and operational plan status update.
Is that preparation?
Councillor Harris, Councillor Hall. Let's go. Any, got the recommendation, any comments on what's presented before you? If there's none, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Those against, carried.
Sorry.
Councillor Harris.
One question. Just page 263 on the iPad. 2.1.2 is to do with the investigation completed. It says completed regarding silos, entrances, painting of silos, particularly in Condobolin. I'd like to see that project still be investigated as a possibility. I know it's been said here that Grain Corp will not agree to have silos painted while they're still operational silos. I believe my communication with the general manager previous to the current one was that with investigation with GrainCorp, they would actually agree to have that silo, I'm talking about the barley one out here on Parks Road, painted, but there were some requirements for that to happen, and that was going to be off-street parking, which then obviously added to the cost of the project. But my memory of that time when we were in discussion, and our design was available and things were going to move with it, I just don't particularly like the wording. I would like to see that still as an open-ended possibility. Thank you, Mr.
I just, yeah, thanks, thanks, Councillor Harris. I'll just hand back to the general manager just to answer that query.
And also have a space shuttle painted on the silo here.
On the back side of it.
The back up.
Better mute that, delete it, please.
Pointing at it like a jellyfish.
Thanks, Mr.
The good news is it's already taken off.
Councillor Harris is correct. It wasn't that it couldn't be done, it can be done, but there were some onerous financial conditions attached to it around off-street parking, a designated viewing area, viewing platform. I think there was also some fencing required to stop people from walking up too close to the silo, and there wasn't sufficient room or budget to comply with the conditions at the time, but it's something we can leave on the books as for further investigation as if opportunities come up.
Thank you. I just thought I think it gives the wrong signals to the community that it's not a possibility, whereas it still is a possibility, obviously funding, depending on funding and other, as the general manager has said. So maybe it's a project that the community could get behind if the fundraising and things like that, but I'd just like to see that it's the community does know that it may be still a possibility.
Totally agree. Councillor Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I want to thank Councillor Harris for raising the issue. I just would like to remind council or inform council, if they're not informed, that Lakes Alive Progress Association and Lake are very actively at the moment canvassing community opinions for painting the old water tower in Lake, which isn't a silo, but it comes under the same thing, and that's an active project in the community over there.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hall. Councillor Phillips.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, just on, I think it's page 257, 162, central location of aged services, application completed, and it goes out to say opportunities for funding not yet identified. Can we have any updates on that at all?
How would you go with that one, Greg? We'll just sort of...
Not just commenced, but...
Yeah, can I take that one on notice?
I certainly.
Take it on notice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Phillips. Seeing we've moved and seconded that and passed it, we've just add on to that one. We'll try and keep it within the context of everything. Nothing you've done. I think it might be something to do with the chair. All right, page 313. Thank you to the General Manager for his report. And now we move on to the Corporate and Community Services. And 8.1 is Telstra Lease Renewal and the Tullaba Dual Reserve Reservoir Hill.
Page number, please.
Yes, and that was Councillor Brady.
I'll move that, Mr.
And the seconder was...
That's if I can get my
second. Second.
Councillor Phillips.
I can get it done because you've got yours on. Yep.
Any questions on that?
No.
Nope. Right. Those in favour then?
Better than a dollar.
Those against? It's carried. Moving right along to 8.1, 8.2. Page 341, 8.2, Interim Capital Works Actual versus Budget to the 30th of June 2020. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
So move, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harris, second up.
Yes.
Councillor Phillips. Any questions to our corporate lady?
No.
All happy? Right up.
Appreciate the report. I would just like to make note the comment. Appreciate the update.
We're happy
where they are.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried. Yeah. I've got all my book tab today and I'm not sure whether I've... Right there, page 349, 8.3, donations request. Councillor moved, Councillor Harris.
Whim.
It'll be quick today. Seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Hall. Thank came in
good
second.
Good on.
All right. I think we've got three donation requests there, which I think we've talked about them at the strategic briefing.
Except for the last one.
Except for the last one, I think, isn't it? Yeah. So I think we're happy with one and two, but the third one, the Condoblin Chamber of Commerce has requested a fee waiver of $667 to the hire of the SRA Pavilion for the Condoblin Business Awards to be held on the 25th of September.
Certainly move to support that.
Councillor Blewett, comment?
Yeah, I'd just actually like to support the actually waiving of the fee for the Business Awards since they're going to actually be the first ones to be held. So I think it would be nice if the council could waive those fees for the Chamber of Commerce, so they can hold the awards for the first time.
Well, thank you. Councillor Harris, you could come in. All right. Anyone else? You missed a comment?
Sorry, everyone. I actually wasn't at the strategic briefing session, so if the gym card's actually called off, are we still going to donate the $1,000 at this point until a decision is made? Is that what's going on?
What's happening with that one?
Karen.
Oh, Karen, sorry. Yeah, press again.
Right. Thank you, through the chair. Thanks for your question, Councillor Blewett. Yes, the council can offer two options here if they wish. What has been the process is council has been approving them on the basis that events are planned to go ahead, and then if the threatened events are cancelled, we do ask the committee to let us know and we bring it back to council and say, look, would you like them to retain the funds or not if they do require them?
So we could do it two ways today. You could agree to provide the fee waiver if you felt comfortable with that, but not pay till they confirm the event is on. Like, we could offer some options like that if that was more suitable to council.
Just a comment on...
Just hang on.
We won't actually be paying any money. We'll be paying ourselves, so there'd be no money for them to hand back. We'd simply cancel the donation.
Yeah.
With the West Milby one?
No, sorry, with the... I was talking about the Chamber of Commerce, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was talking about the Milby one.
Councillor Nelson. Hang on, Councillor Rees. Hold on, mate. You've pressed me.
Yeah, just a comment on that. I know the on those 750 was a typical example. When those events go and organise something, they've got to pay money, like upfront insurance and all that. They might get some of that back. But the Milby Sports will be bidding a little bit in that line too. They have their own insurance and all that. So that has to be paid whether the event goes ahead or not, I presume. So we want to be able to continue to support them, and hopefully these events can go ahead in the future, but maybe they won't.
Thanks for that comment. Councillor Rees.
Just a question on the bowls day, just being that I have a bowls human that I love dearly, and all their intertown bowls and whatnot have been cancelled for the foreseeable future by Bowls New South Wales, so no mixing of clubs and whatnot. He was meant to be in Warren last weekend and I think Cowra this weekend, and they've been cancelled. So it's got something to do with the Bowls New South Wales zones and official events of New South Wales Bowls. So just, I don't know whether we need to check this is allowed to go ahead through Bowls New South Wales first.
It isn't Tottenham, and I haven't heard anything otherwise.
That was a state government recent decision.
Yeah, last week.
Why to do with all sporting groups. No, with a movement of people.
Mm. Right.
If that's the case, it won't go ahead.
That's for about a 6 or 7 week period, I think it was, wasn't it, till the end of September?
Yeah, well, they only got canned, I think, Thursday night, and they're meant to go Saturday or something. So if we just check, I'm more than happy to obviously support it if it goes ahead, but in light of the current restrictions Bowls New South Wales have put out, I just don't know if that'll be happening.
It's getting more difficult for those sort of things. And mover and seconder, I think they're happy with the, I think we're all happy with the waiver of the fees for the business awards.
Yep.
Yep, and the mover and seconder, they're happy with that.
Are we going to give...
Press button, mate.
Sorry.
I suggest that we go ahead with the Milby Sports Gymkhana donation as well, because it's in October. We never know, because rules change from month to month, day to day. So if we just do it and see what happens, I'm happy with that if the councillors are willing to support that.
Yeah. I think everybody's happy with that. We'll just go along the normal way, and
if it doesn't happen, then
and consult with them.
If it doesn't happen, they probably won't need that amount next year, but they might need half of it because they've probably already paid half the expense.
I hope you're right there, Councillor Nelson. Those in favour?
Aye.
Those against?
I'm sorry, Mr Mayor, I just didn't get the outcome for the fee waiver for Condoblin. Is all councils in agreement with that one?
Yep. Certainly are. It'll be a big occasion, isn't it, Councillor Brady?
It will be, hopefully. Mm.
Right, moving along to page 355, cancelled event donation. Councillor Harris, second.
Yep.
Councillor Hall. Coming second, Councillor Hall.
Yeah, well, that's normal. My wife's always first.
Well, I'm glad we've got that recorded. All right, any comments on that particular recommendation? No, all right, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carry. Right, now to page 358, 8.5, acceptable use of electronic signature policy. Someone like
recommendation?
Councillor Harris.
Second.
Councillor Phillips. Any comments? I think it's pretty straightforward. All those in favour?
Aye.
Before I put it.
Thank you.
Can
I ask Council to produce a simple, easy to understand how to use note for us dummies? I mean, there's so many pages of that. It's just not funny. Can we get a, you know, how to do this for dummies instruction, please?
Would you like to comment on that, Dirk?
no problem, Councillor Hall. I'll ask Terry if she's just able to simplify it. I think I haven't had any problem with it myself, but if you do struggle with that in any way, besides perhaps getting a more user-friendly notes together, I'm sure the IT team will be more than happy to help Council out, the councillors out, or Council staff that need assistance.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hall. All right, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? And that is carried. Moving on to page 366, 8.6, investments for July 31. Councillor Phillips, seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Brady. Got any comments on the investments for this particular month?
Hardly worth what happened in the bank.
I'll take them, Dennis.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Yeah. We'll make the money and split up for.
And make better use of it.
Record.
John, you said that.
Don't forget to
get
the conduct
council. Now, Karen, you shall count.
All right, all those in favour before we'll get on.
No.
Those against. No. Right. Page 377, 8.7. Revote of funds.
The recommendation.
Cumbanks Lake Walkway and Firefield Barbecue Area, and it's moved to Councillor Harris and seconded.
Yeah.
Seconded Councillor Bendall.
That's good. I don't want my name.
Right, I don't think it's any comment on this. It'll be straightforward. Right, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, it's carried. Right, now page 379.
Move the recommendation.
Yeah, this is number 9.1, development data for July 2020. Move Councillor Hall. Second up?
Third, that's second.
Councillor Lander. Councillor Lander. Councillor Phillips.
Councillor Lander.
Yeah, I remember him. And it was thirded by Councillor Harris. All right.
Thank you.
Questions? Any questions on the data? Yes, I think Councillor Blewett would like to say something about the
actually,
information
it's
development.
Reese,
sorry. Well, aren't I, Blewett?
Out of interest sake, what's happening at the Murrumbridge Preschool? That sounds quite exciting, and obviously with more preschool places and things like that. Is that what's planned with the extensions? Neat.
Fabulous. That's all.
Councillor Lewitt, would you like to make a comment?
Sorry, just more of a question. An illuminated pylon sign, is that like a big, gigantic one, or is it? I don't know. Can someone explain to me exactly what that is?
Councillor John?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd have to take the size of that sign on notice. However, I believe it's a sign for the fuel station on the corner.
EP. Yes.
I was just going to ask where that is, so thank you.
Everything's been answered.
It's going to be VP or Bowser V.
Big green sign, I reckon. It goes fairly high.
Real tourist thing, I'd say.
Put a rocket under it.
All right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Carried. Right, now to page 382, 9.2, dwelling line variation.
Recommendation.
Second.
Councillor Harris and Councillor Rees. Any comments? Pretty straightforward, is it?
Build the shed.
Those in favour?
Reasonable, yep.
Those in favour?
Aye.
Oh, we've got to vote on this.
Got to actually vote on this one. Have you got a comment, Councillor? Yeah, we're going to vote. He's ready for Zoom. Right, all those in favour? Councillor Phillips? Everybody, those against? Everybody's in favour. All right. Then let's move on to infrastructure services. That fixes you up, John. Thank you very much. Page 407, infrastructure services. So Adrian, 10.1, roadworks monthly update for July. Would someone like to move the recommendations?
Recommendation.
Who was that?
I moved it.
Councillor Johnson, seconded Councillor Harris. I'll cut a few out there.
Well done, John.
Got a few here. Right, any questions on the Roadworks monthly update? Councillor Rees.
Not so much the update. Oh, I think some of these roads fall in there. How often, or what's the process around repairs to the roads following the recent rainfall, particularly along the Henry Park, so Condota Parks, and then also Condoblin through to Tullamore? It's shocking at the moment, particularly the Tullamore
yep.
side. How does that fall into this, and are we just going to be doing spot fixing or remediation for that?
Thanks, Councillor Rees. I think our infrastructure and Adrian would love to answer that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor. The process for repairs is our overseers are out and about inspecting the roads regularly, and they are taking note of where the worst damage is. And it's with the recent weather, it's a matter of prioritisation. And those main roads do get a high priority because they're taking so much traffic. In driving the Condo to Tullamore Road, there are a few large sections that will require more significant repairs, whereas the smaller damage can just be done with the patch truck and put a head on for now. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yep.
Right. Councillor Nelson.
A question. Right. Boona Road.
Right.
The Boona Road, there was a request from the Quaid family about putting some pipes under culverts under the road there where it's past their place, which was in the original plan, they tell me. Was it done at this stage or not?
I do know that the roadworks were finished, and I believe that they came to an agreement to drain the water sitting in the paddock down towards the creek rather than a culvert under the road. That was an agreed solution that they came to.
So they
that's my understanding.
Increased the table drain a bit deeper or something, right?
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Nelson. Someone else said Councillor Harris, was it? Thank you, Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question regarding the other morning I received some rather contradictory type information from a fairly high ratepayer. And it's an issue to deal with, and I know Councillor Hall brought this up many months ago regarding the Lake Idilego Road. It's to do with the shoulder widening and the widening and fixing of the shoulders there on that South Lake Idilego Road. I think the South Falls Road has been done. Kaikatu Road has also had some of that done, and this certain ratepayer was mainly referring to the South Falls Road, I believe. I haven't been along it for a while, but he's mentioning the fact that some of this soil is breaking up, and I have noticed the Kaikatu Road has been good for a long while, but I do notice there's a few little areas now starting to deteriorate a little bit. I'm just interested in a comment on that situation. More so than anything. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. A general comment to respond is that there is a progressive widening and shoulder work program that we are rolling out. We like to follow that work that we do with a full reseal in order to hold the road together better, because the sealing strips done with the patch truck tend to only be temporary. Specifically on Lake Angelica Road, we have widened last kilometres of that, and that process is continuing as funds become available. I do believe that some minor maintenance work was done on the South Forbes Road, but I'm not aware of a general program to widen that entire road. I'll have to take that one on notice and look into it a bit more. Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Harris, for bringing that up.
All right.
Councillor Brady, oh, we're still going. Councillor Brady, you're next.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you. This morning I was at went into West Wylam and the Gibbs Way. There was a really large section, and I know you've got signs up. It's all falling apart. About 40 k's out from Condo.
But the other thing is, I also want to thank Adrian for, I think he was looking at it, the Willow Bend Road has got fairly conflicting speed limits on it. You come over the Chimans Bridge, it says you can do 100, you go over the Chimans Bridge, you turn to go down Willow Bend Road, well, can you still do 100 or not? You get at the other end of Willow Bend Road, it says 80 kilometres an hour. We seem to have a lot of conflicting speed limits. Is there some way that we can get them so that they have got, you know, it's one or the other, or it's neither or it's none? I don't know. You know, it just to me seems to be very confusing. If you drive over the bridge, you just get over the bridge, you can do 100, turn the corner. Can you still do 100, or are you only allowed to do 80 when you're coming the other way? I know you're going to look into it. I don't know if you have or not. I just want to thank you very much for... I was talking to you the other day, said you were going to have a look at it. So, and all everything else, you're doing a good job. No, he is. Adrian is doing good. He's taken up the mantle fairly well and seems to be getting on. As I was coming back on the West Wylong Road or the Gibbs Way, whatever you want to call it, there was a tar truck was out there doing some work and fixing it up. That road, I thought, since the last floods we had, going to have flood.
Mr. Brady,
repaired.
You're going to keep going with all this, or you're going to get to...
That's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Adrian, you got any comments?
I don't got a comment.
You got the point of what's happening?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just your patience is appreciated, councillors, with the rain that we have had. The road network is showing wear and tear, certainly agreed, and council staff are out and about doing the best they can to repair the priority areas. So, and yes, we are reviewing the speed limit signs on Willow Bend Road. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just Councillor Phillips.
Yeah.
Councillor Phillips.
Are you all right? I'm on. Thank you.
You're on. You're away.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a quick one. Your underground service at Foster Street, Lake Adelico, did you have any estimates come back? It says here, underground service delayed pending estimate review. That's all.
Estimates have been made, but I just don't have them on hand. But yeah, that's for the water mains and the service connections. That's planning is underway, but don't have them on hand, Councillor.
Fine. Thanks, Adrian. Thank you, Mayor.
Now, Councillor.
Yeah, I too just want to thank Adrian and his team for actually doing the patchwork, a little bit of patchwork on Bimbella Road. It was quite bad. And I did get a message saying that you were going to get back out there. I'm just wondering how soon will you be able to get back out there, because the bottom end of Bimbella Road is just about deteriorated to a place where you can't get by when it rains. So I just wanted to know, yeah, roughly if it's probably at the top of the priority list, I'm hoping.
Throw one in.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. There's about 50 roads on the high priority list right now. Again, patience is appreciated from councillors. We've been communicating with concerned residents as best possible. We can't attend to all of these flood inundated roads immediately, but we are certainly doing our best to get to them as best we can and as resources become available. If we try and attend to them too quickly, we'll end up doing more damage than good. I think I'll leave it at that, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian. I think hope you all understand that. It will be dry weather, guaranteed. All right. All those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? Carried. Right, now to page 418, 10.2, utilities monthly update for July. Someone like to move that? Councillor Phillips and Councillor Harris, I do believe. Any questions? If there is no questions on the utilities, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? It's carried. Now to 451, 10.3, grant deed for critical drought package, a Condobolin Drought Water Security Project. Someone like to move that recommendation?
Recommendation.
Councillor Harris, second up.
Yep.
Councillor Rees. Right, any questions on that project?
It's a waste of money myself, anyway.
I think we've been very lucky to get that.
You reckon?
Well, a long time to get it, but anyway, I know your feelings on that, Councillor Brady. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? It's carried. Right, moving on to page 478, 10.4, grant deeds and fixing country roads. Would someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Harris again.
Yeah, I'm second.
Councillor Phillips. Any comments on the country roads? That's all pretty straightforward. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? It's carried. Right, now page 481. 10.5, recreation monthly update for July. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
Second.
So Harris, seconder.
Yep.
Can I just say, for the rest of the paper, movers will be Councillor Harris. I'll second you, Councillor Brady. Right, any comments on the recreation? All those in favour?
All right.
As against, carried. Page 487. 10.6, Road Safety Action Plan for 2020 and 2023. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
I'll second it.
Oh. Brian will move it.
Yes. Councillor Harris.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Councillor Harris, I'm most disappointed if he hadn't have. Can second the Councillor Hall. Any comments on the Road Safety Action Plan? Nothing. All those in favour?
All right.
That gets carried. Right, now to page 492, 10.7, Lake Agilico Apex Park Pontoon Project Grant Execution.
Move the report.
Contribution, Councillor Hall. Second it. Councillor Ford. Got to change tack. Any comments on that pontoon?
I think wonderful.
Great idea. Yep.
Great idea.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? It's carried. Those against? Yep, I said that. It's happening like, and I go to 10.8, which is page 535. 10.8, renaming of Sandy Creek Crossing and the Palliston Road.
Move the recommendation.
I'll move that one, please.
Everyone's on it.
Councillor Blewett and Councillor House, second it. And I don't think there's any too much comment about that one. It's pretty straightforward, do you believe?
Yep.
But all those in favour?
All right.
Those against? Carried.
Only one thing I want to bring up on that one. In the letter that was written or the report, it said that there was a Mooney Street which was named after Gary's father, which is totally incorrect. It was named after a bloke by the name of PJ Mooney, who had no relationship to Gary Mooney. And
Councillor Blue, Councillor Harris.
And that was an incorrect statement in there, because somebody might have thought, but there's three different Mooney families around Condo and none of them related to each other. So.
If you can correct them with that, Councillor Brady, it'd be very good of you.
Okay. It's just a correction when somebody... Yeah.
Right, now, page 541, 10.9, Regional Road Transfer and Road Classification Review. Someone like to move the recommendation?
Move the recommendation.
Councillor Harris. And second up?
Yep.
Councillor Hall. Any questions on that review? No comment, Councillor Hall.
So, just to clarify the recommendation on a very lengthy discussion that's written up here on risks and everything, it's Council's feeling that the risk of not transferring it is more than the loss that we might get from not getting the funds to retain the road. I'm just not quite sure which. I know when we discussed it, I thought at the strategic briefing that there was a large risk of us losing a fair bit of funding if they're transferred. Is that? But that's a less risk you're feeling?
Who's going to go? Adrian. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor, for your question, at present there's uncertainty. Presently, Council is a grateful recipient of block grant and other funding to do works on our regional road. With this reclassification, it's unclear whether that funding will continue And so there is the risk that we request to retain the regional road and our funding is withdrawn. At the moment, that there's not significant, there's not enough information to be able to say one way or the other on that.
Can we ask for more information, or has that already been done? Or
thanks, Greg. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. It's a review at the moment, and they don't know what they're going to recommend. So they're after an indication of how many roads, the length of the regional road network in the state versus the amount that they're looking to take back. It's a significant proportion.
Yep.
And we'll lose block grant with whatever we hand back. It will be cut back. It may be cut back anyway if we don't hand money back. And currently under the Road Maintenance Council contract, we'll still get the opportunity to perform work. However, that's a risk.
That could change.
That could change. We need a crystal ball.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just up in the air.
Fruit. Councillor Harris. Hang on. Councillor Brady's off. Councillor Harris.
I'll let him go. I
don't need to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering, with the if the reclassifications go through, who would then be responsible for the? Obviously, we lose the responsibility then for looking at the following the road, seeing what sort of state of repair, disrepair they're in. That'll be no. We still have that. We'll still have that function.
Only under the road maintenance contract. So Henry Parks Way, for instance, is currently a state road. The Transport for New South Wales pay for all of the maintenance on of it, some of it in what's called a routine service where we meet intervention levels or when intervention levels are reached, so edge drop-off or the number of potholes or the size of the pothole, length of vegetation, we automatically go out and do the work from the routine service fee we receive each year. Other works like heavy patching, bitumen resealing, significant portions of shoulder grading are audit works, and RMS officers make that decision in consultation with our surveillance officers. And we're paid to do a road inspection twice a week, Adrian?
I can't recall.
Yeah, I think it's twice a week that our overseer drives the road and identifies any defects, uploads that information into the RMS maintenance management system, and then from that data that's built up over time, they've got people looking at it and issuing work orders to us to do the work, do the maintenance work that they prescribe. That would happen across the entire regional road network if they were to take them all back. So we'd need more people out doing inspections, but we'd be paid for it under the contract.
Would this have any impact at all on our FAG grant side of things from the federal Australian government?
No, it shouldn't, because it's still a length of road network in our shire, and it's still reported to the Grants Commission as a road network you have to look after.
Thank you.
Councillor Brady?
Right. Just we don't know how many kilometres of road we would lose in our shire to this regional roads. Are they going to specify what they consider as a regional road besides what they are at the present moment?
Mr. Mayor, the first page of the report is a list of all the regional roads and the lengths and what's classified and what's not classified regional road lengths. So it's hard to say what they would take back and what would council would retain. The process needs to be followed through and the consultation needs to occur. So it could be up to 636 kilometres.
Virtually our bitumen roads would disappear.
A significant portion, yes.
Yep.
But no, we've got well over 1,000 kilometres of Itchen Road.
Yep.
Okay. Remember, it's still under review. The thing is still consultation still happens. Mm. Yeah, I know. It's been put forward.
When they put things fearlessly up, there's always a reason for it.
Yeah. Go on, Greg.
I think the other risk that we haven't talked about is if they decide to declassify roads and hand them back to us as local roads, and we'll lose the block grant funding, lose the opportunity for road maintenance funding, and we'll have to pay for it ourselves.
Yeah.
I think this is a less risky approach than not nominating anything.
I think two sides to every story.
There is.
Yes.
All those.
On the one other.
Sorry, Brian.
Just one of just a comment on that. With all that, we had the states of powers of the governments above us making decisions on the funding for those roads. And that's one of the concerns is, you know, governments change and they change opinions and policy. That's one of the things that could lead us, because what we're looking at now, a lot of the traffic, particularly the traffic off Newell, has been moved through our Shire through encouragement of the roads to be sealed through there, and then now they've been done, and we're definitely getting that traffic. So we're going to live with that anyway, and just hopefully that will continue on, that they will accept that. And I think our road counts need to be really kept up date to make them aware of how much traffic is actually going on these roads.
Thanks, Brian. I think traffic updates counts are done pretty regularly, I think, aren't they, Adrian, to make sure we know where we're going.
Yeah, we've got counters out all the time.
Especially on their major roads.
But one on, I think, what's one out recently in Slee Street and Fifield? What was the count on that, do you know? Are they still going?
There's an outstanding action item, yes, an active resolution to bring that to council.
Yeah.
And we are trying to bring that to council next month.
Next month, all right.
That covers that. Right. All those in favour?
All right.
Those against, carried.
Just for council information, Blanshire rang. They are also recommending that the Gibbs Way on their end is put forward as a road to be resumed.
Yep. Well, that's handy.
All right. That's for information. Righto. Moving to page 566, 10.10, tree assessment, 74 Marlong Street, Condobolin, Lake Street, Lake Jellicoe. Someone like to move the recommendation or not?
Yep.
Councillor Hall. Second up.
Oh, second. And what's in Lake Street? What's...
Those glum trees down. Phillips.
Lake Street.
Yeah, right up the top on the cliff.
Some pictures on your iPad, Councillor.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Adrian. iPad's thrown itself down.
Glum trees have been cut under the power lines.
Can I ask a question on this?
Yes, please do, Councillor.
So from my understanding, the house in Lake, like they've only purchased this house a month ago, so the trees are actually there when they purchased the house. So I'm not sure how they didn't notice that it was going to encroach on their view of the lake when they purchased the house. So could I put forth a different view? There's two sort of trees with no leaves in that. Could they remove those two and leave one tree as an alternative to taking out all the trees?
Isn't one a cedar?
I'm not sure. I don't know what type of trees they are, but instead of removing the whole lot, could they just remove maybe that one big one or two out of the three so we can leave at least one tree? Because two trees or one tree out of the road would give them a little bit of an unimpeded view of the lake without taking out all the trees.
The tree... Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Through you, Mr. Mayor. The trees are white cedar and jacaranda. The one with no leaves there is the white cedar. Mm. It will come back in spring. We took the request from the resident as it is, and council is welcome to put forward different options, and discussion is welcome.
Right, I'll just ask Councillor Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not a fan of pulling trees down. Those trees are inappropriate under the power line. They are a horrendous eyesore when they've been mangled like that cedar tree has. And I think that it would be quite reasonable to have them approved. I mean, recommendation two is that they be removed at the full cost of the applicants. What I would like to see in there, it's in the discussion, but it's not here specifically in the recommendation, is that they must be replaced immediately with suitable replacements.
That, they don't want any trees, Mark.
Well, they, but they small to, trees would be better than what's there. They're horrendous.
What they're asking is for all the trees to be taken so they can look at the lake.
We have a tree policy that says if you cut one down, you replace it.
I know that. I don't disagree. I'm just saying that they don't want any trees.
Yeah. I just want to see whether there's any discussion there happening with Adrian with about replacement of trees with the policy, or is it just get rid of the trees?
Exactly. Yes, Councillor, the policy does state that to replace the tree if we remove it, but as Councillor Brady's pointed out, they want a view of the lake. And I think if we were to plant a tree in replacement, the ones we remove...
I'll be complaining again.
They struggle to survive.
They would struggle to survive.
Yep.
We made sure they didn't.
Yeah. Right. So the recommendation, we're going with the recommendation, are we?
I'm just...
Can I talk about the Condobolin one?
I want to talk about it too.
I want to talk...
Please.
Just on the Condobolin one, that it, obviously the large gum tree did drop a branch which nearly hit a car and knocked off the power out the front of that house. They're actually the trees that, I speak from my role in obviously the Department of Education, Widowmakers, that they've removed from all school playgrounds because of their high risk of dropping branches and stuff like that. Just not sure that the comment that there hasn't been a large branch drop in the last 5 years is a good enough excuse to not remove the gum trees. I'm sure that residents would be happy with a different tree planted there, but that one, if it's already dropping small branches, I can't foresee them not dropping big branches in the future, particularly if they're being removed out of all government schools and have been over the last 5 years because of their perceived danger.
Refer to the arborist.
Refer to the arborist.
I can refer to the arborist, but...
We're going straight to the man. Sorry, Brian. Hang on.
Obviously, the school playground has a higher risk with children underneath it more regularly than the potential here. Any eucalypt will drop limbs, particularly in dry times, hot summer nights, referred to as summer branch drop, but it's worse in dry times. Given the low pedestrian volumes and traffic numbers, that becomes a risk analysis or a risk assessment needs to be made on the likelihood of it happening and the consequences. The branch that fell out of it, I'm told, didn't exhibit any signs of decay or bore attack. So it wasn't a predictable incident, and I think it's a dangerous reason to set to use that potential summer branch drop, because we'll then be removing debris on street trees and on that basis of that risk. And I think we need to look at what the likelihood is and what the target is if it was to lose or fall over. And given the relatively few street trees in that street, I thought that it had some aesthetic value that warranted retaining it.
Yeah, we don't know the history of these trees, of course.
Press your button, Brian.
Sorry, I wasn't...
We don't...
No, the arborist hasn't ticked the last three questions on his thing for the Condobolin one either. So is he happy to say that the public risk is resolved without removing it, the issues are resolved without removing it, and the hazards are resolved without removing it? Because he hasn't made a tick on that we're meant to consider. He has ticked it on the lake box. Just concerned if this tree has a history of dropping branches, which have missed people and whatnot, but has taken out the power. If we leave it there and he hasn't ticked that, hazards, risks, rah, 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 are we then opening ourselves up to having ignored the advice or not considered the full advice?
I I'd want to have a look at the tree before I could answer those three questions myself. I'm going off what's in the photograph.
So I'd like to move we defer the Condobolin.
I'll get the move in a second if they're happy to defer that one.
Defer the Condobolin decision until we get a completed form around the risk assessment.
Just
the last three questions.
But before we do that, I'll just ask Councillor Nelson wants to make a comment. Go on, Brian, sorry.
Yeah, it's just the history of, we talk about replanting a more suitable species, and these gum trees were never, ever suitable to be planted. Like in streets, you know, people just planted them, probably got them from down the river bend or somewhere and put them there years ago. So I think in relation to these trees, the request is there to make a decision now and remove them now rather than have to do it sometime in the future after it's fallen on the car or fell down, branch fell down and killed somebody or something like that. I think we should make a decision now while it's there, then possibly definitely replace them with a more suitable species. And we, our staff do have that sort of knowledge these days, which is more suitable. And that's, in the old days, it's probably nothing to do with council. It's probably somebody got some shoots from down the river bend and planted them there or something. Who'd know where they come from? On those ones, like the gum trees do that unexpected lot. And I can remember the Karajung trees down in front of the old Westpac Bank. We had a report on them. We needed to remove them. Town got up and raged, oh, leave them there. And what happened? It wasn't the one that was leaning, it was the one that was standing straight up. Unexpectedly, one night just fell over. But fortunately, there was nobody and no car, nothing on that one. But we want to get in before this happens. So I really do believe that it had to be done sometime in the future. So why not do it now and get it right?
Thanks, Brian. Councillor Harris, is your comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think everyone in this room is fully aware of where I stand on trees. I like to be under them. If they actually exist, I'm not cut down all the time.
I totally agree.
The problem I've got no problems, and I'm the one that's always tried to push for a good street tree policy. Maybe same species planting in towns and trying to get some decent trees going that are suitable in town. The problem I've got is that we cut them down and then it's very easy, the words replace with a suitable species, but some reason or other, these replacements struggle to become a decent tree. They disappear, they die, and I don't think it's anyone's fault. It's just the nature of when the trees go in. It's just hard, the conditions and things like that, particularly over the last few years with the drought, but it's very difficult to go around, water them all and look after them. And, you know, there may be some ratepayers that are happy to go and look after trees that are put out in the nature strip, but then there's a lot that don't. And that's the problem we've got, that you can replace them with a suitable species, but a suitable species that's dead is still not a street tree.
It's not a suitable species.
That's the issue I've got. Is it? And I agree totally that, and I used to think eucalypts were fantastic in town, but I've now realised that they're not. They're not certainly a suitable species inside where populations live. But can we, is there a way of looking at lopping these trees to make them a little bit safer? I've seen eucalypts lopped and lopped and lopped for long periods of time around houses, and then it's quite satisfactory. They survive that, and it removes the dangerous limbs and continues to have the trees survive.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Yep, the General Manager, I got the comment.
I know I'm going back a few years when I did my training. But the recommendation when I was studying was that you should not lop a eucalypt. If you do, you shouldn't remove any more than 25% because you'll stimulate epicormic regrowth in the tree, which is never well attached, and that's what will fall down in the storm. Yeah. You'll have a more hazardous, dangerous tree lopping it than you had if you would have left the tree there. We should either make a decision to retain the tree or remove the tree. I couldn't recommend lopping.
I agree.
All right. Councillor Phillips.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Look, the only one I don't agree with is Brian. In 1940 back to 1939, a lot of those trees you're saying are no good were planted by people whose sons were over in World War II. They planted them with buckets of water, authorised and got by the lake. So a lot of those gum trees, yes, Brian, they mightn't be good today, but that's how they were produced and that's how they were watered. Again, I do agree with Mark. If it's got to be removed, it's got to be removed at the said person's full responsibility and cost. My best wish goes to Harris. Of course, we have fought for this for 19 years now, to have trees kept and replaced in our centres. We know where we live. It gets everything. You look, have a look at the last Gumbin Lake issue with news. It gets up to 90, gets up to 45 degrees. What are you going to sit under?
That's right.
One thing, having a bit of water and a bank, not going to sit under something comfortable. So, I'll go back to Melissa Rees now. I'd like to refer this to the next meeting to have a look at these trees.
Thank you.
Right, so, mover and second. Who was the mover and seconder?
Councillor Hall and Councillor Phillips.
Are they happy to defer this until the next meeting? Can we have a closer?
I'm happy to vote on the lake one. I just think the condo one needs to be... The lake one, we came to a general consensus, didn't we?
Yep. So I think we're all...
No, we haven't.
I don't think so.
Not happy with that one? Right.
Oh, a similar general discussion on this.
Well, I want to see it replaced,
yes.
Not just removed.
Yes.
Well, that's not in the recommendation, so...
Well, it's a new...
To be...
Mover and second are happy to put that in the recommendation. It be replaced.
Yeah, but
yeah, it needs to be brought to their attention that our tree policy is, yes, you can cut them down, but they have to be replaced with a suitable tree, not just removed.
And what are they going to do?
If they don't want to pay for them to be removed under that thing, fine.
They're going to put a mature tree in there.
Councillor Blewett.
Sorry, could we perhaps ask the owners, would it be acceptable, like, just to take out that one, is it the cedar tree, sorry, the one with all the, is that what that type is? Would they be happy if we took the cedar tree out and just replaced that with another one? Like, at least it's a start and at least we're not taking out all the trees. Can we approach the owners and see if one is acceptable instead of the whole three trees? Just, like, and bring it back to council with whatever you find so we can have a discussion about it? I mean, at least then we're only taking out one tree, not three trees. That's all I'm saying. Like,
I think we're all forgetting that in the lake instance... We're talking about the view, yes, but the bigger issue is the power lines. They're under the power lines.
Okay.
And they're the wrong trees to be under the power lines, and, you know, whether they block the view or not, they're as ugly as anything that you can imagine because of the way they have to be pruned because they're under the power lines. They're just not suitable to be there.
That's the way they were pruned, Mark. That's why.
Well, yes.
I'm going to make a comment on that.
Oh, yeah.
Only got to look at the way that cedar tree was butchered. It was never pruned or what a, if anyone...
Cut the whole thing off.
Well, that's what they were trying to do. It looks like people have been trying to do that, but all they've done is butchered their job of doing it. People will know also that I am against removing street trees because around this country it takes 45 to 50 years to get a decent street tree in the place. And to go and just knock down street trees, this has been something that's been... coming up every council meeting. We have somebody ride in who doesn't like to have a tree parked in front of their house. Well, often the trees were there before the house was. So, you know, to have these complaints all the time about trees uprooting the thing. And the ones in Molong Street, I've never heard of them ever being a great deal of problem. Okay, they were the wrong trees. They were planted by a bloke who's now dead, Skinny Saunders, when he was here on the municipal council days, and those trees were gum trees which grew quick, and so they were planted because of their speed in growing. They were, as I said, done by the municipal council, so they've been done more than 45 years ago. They do have drop limbs, and they'll often drop limbs after a drought breaks because they get a great gush of water goes into them, they get a bit of growth, and a limb falls off. Now, I would not want to ever see trees like that get knocked down. As we know, we get 45, 48 degree summer hot days here. I can remember walking around condo as a kid and you couldn't even walk on the footpaths. It used to be so bloody hot because we didn't have decent trees around the place to cool the place down. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, leave those, fix up the mess that's been made here in Lake Angelica. But the councillors are the ones from Lake Angelica who should... they should be talking to those people to find out. If they don't want those trees replaced, well, then I think it's a different proposition to just saying remove the trees, because I'm sure they don't want to replace. They want to just look at the lake. So ask the people if they want them removed. That should be, it could come back as a different argument to whether we leave them or whether we take them. So I think it should be deferred for another meeting.
Yep. And I'm happy to go and talk to the owners. I just want to, under the discussion we just had, that if the mover and seconder are actually happy to defer this recommendation until next meeting with for what discussion has been had, that we go to both people and bring it back to the next council meeting.
Very good, for another hour.
All those in favour? Those against? Carried. We'll get to a closed session. We might stop and have a cup of tea. We'll get.
Yeah.
We're not far. We're nearly there.
There.
Nearly there. We'll have a little break. All right. Now, page 574, correspondence for August. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
Recommendation.
Second.
Second, Councillor Rees. Move Councillor Harris. Right. So any discussion on what is being presented before you? I think they're all pretty straightforward.
Yes.
Cool. Councillor.
Actually, just a query. There should be this letter from the Lake Cajaligo District Minshed listed in correspondence.
It isn't there.
It's not.
There, man. It's there.
Didn't see it.
No, he's got it. It's there. It's not listed, but it's
there. Oh, it's not listed, yeah.
Karen, sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor. I'm not quite sure why that was, but I do have a copy of that letter that was requested by Councillor Phillips, I believe. One of the ladies brought it to me earlier. The letter was dated 5th of August, so perhaps it wasn't passed on to Paula, but it has certainly been discussed internally. So we do have a copy of that letter.
So they'll have to come up next. Council. We're talking about strategic, but it's. I'll bring it back to the next council meeting, Councillor Hall.
Okay.
Something's not involved in that one.
I raised the issue because I know that they're very keen to understand what council wants to do. They're quite concerned about their future liability and everything else and what's going to be the way forward. So
I think we've had a bit of a discussion about that. There's a couple of issues to be sorted out there.
I think it will need to be a separate report than a correspondence item.
Which?
To deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So any discussion on any other correspondence in there?
Well, I'll just make one. Just something that interested me there with the letter from Ronald McDonald Charity. Just the set of figures that they produced in the number of visits and nights it stays, and in relationship to the highest number of visits was to do with mental health issues.
Yeah.
By more than double. It shocked me, basically. It astounded me that there was, and it was more than half, wasn't it? I mean, it was
quite considerable. Yeah. I thought it was there for people, for kids for cancer and that sort of thing. I didn't realise that they were there for me.
Pediatric issues were well down the next highest. But
there are no other indicators for mental health.
Of the lack of facilities and services for outpatient services in small towns. That's what those statistics represent.
No, I'm not looking after mental
health. There are no services in
towns. Right. I think I think that's quite true, and I think there is it's been brought up about that. And even here in Condable on the Friday, last Saturday, we had a mental health day at the football.
Yep.
And I think that's starting to roll out, but it is certainly a big concern,
yes,
what we're going under at the moment. Right, if there's no more anything on the correspondence, all those in favour?
All right.
Those against? It's carried.
Mr. Mayor, your delegates' report. So you want a delegates' report or not?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Jump past it.
If I go past it, I apologise for that because I didn't have my little tab on that one. 573 deputations. Well, I don't think there's anything there, was there?
No.
Notices of motion, notices of rescission, nil, delegates report, and I think we've got nil here, but I think Councillor Brady might have something.
Well, just this morning, I went across to West Wylam for Evolution Mining CCC meeting, and it was a
very quick meeting, actually. It only took about 3 quarters of an hour. It took longer to drive there.
Yep.
Anyway, whilst I was there, the Mayor of Forbes informed me that she has put in an application for funding to fund the road from West Wallen through to Forbes past the mine, which will be part of our section, will be part of that funding of, for $3 million. Now, she said she hadn't got in touch with the local councils yet. But,
that's Phyllis, why is it?
And so Phyllis has put that in to try and get some funding. It seems that the Lake Cow is moving ahead because you're allowed to move ahead with mines these days, and the underground gets going, and it seems there's, you know, the amount of hoops you've got to one of these developments is, it's just incredible. But also the pictures of the lake, you know, back when I went to a meeting in March or something, the lake was empty. It's now right up to the edge of the mine. And what a difference a few months makes. Anyway, I just, and the other thing that did come out of that was the amount of money they give towards Wireleaf Town Cards. Now, as we know, Condoblin, thanks to Greg, got some, Chamber of Commerce got a fair amount of money to help with Wireleaf Town. It seems that, you know, the whole three shires, they are going to sponsor that continually, which is a good result, I think. Okay. Just I can report that just, as I said, it was about 45-minute meeting and a two-hour drive.
Yep. Oh, well,
thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All I can say is, Councillor Brady, if you hadn't have gone, you wouldn't be able to brought that information back.
Simple
as that.
Phyllis.
Yeah. I'll see Phyllis tomorrow, see what she's got to say for herself. Down there. All right. And I think, well, we've done the correspondence. I think we might have a 5-minute break and a bit of it before we move into closed session, so you can have a cup of tea and get more comfortable for the next exciting part of a meeting.
Yeah, where you been?
Where
are you going?
I've been up now for
like a jelly cutlet.
She's turned it off, Paul. You want some idle chatter?
Hmm. How think of your council work?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
Good second day.
We're resuming, and we're going to go back, first of all, go back to page 76, which was the Local Roads Community Infrastructure Grant Project, which you all did the vote on the 7 items. So actually didn't do proper procedure there either. We should have actually moved a motion that was backward. But we'll continue on. And I'll hand over to the General Manager now to give us the results of that democratic survey.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor, and I should preface this by saying if anybody wants to request a recount, I need to see your money beforehand.
I got my wallet on me.
Out of contact.
On the quick review of the numbers, come up with the first priority was the Lake Agilico Walkway Stage 3. Second priority was the Lake Agilico CCTV cameras. Third was the Bridge Street drainage.
Fourth was
Tottenham Tennis Club. And fifth was the Lachlan Shire Council Animal Shelter. That would oversubscribe the program. I haven't added the numbers up to see how much it would oversubscribe it, but if we left the animal shelter out, we would be undersubscribing the program. The solution I'd suggest is that we put the 5 projects in and see that whether they are all funded or not, because the federal government may not approve some of the projects. If they do approve all of them for funding, we could take $105,000 out of the stormwater drainage reserve, which has got a balance of about $300,000 in it, and put that towards the Bridge Street drainage project. We'd need $220,000 then out of this program for Bridge Street drainage, and we could do all five projects. So the two projects that wouldn't get up is the Officers Parade curb and gutter extension and a townhouse development. But they could also be funded in the future from other reserves that we hold for those purposes when we do them, and making sure we've got money available at the time. Thinking of Karen.
I think the way that's worked out, I don't know about you, it's with the reserves and that sort of thing, they're projects that have been hanging over our head for a long time, especially the Lake of Jellicoe one. I think everyone would like to see that finished. Councillor.
Oops. Oh, Johnny, no. I was just going to say thank you, Johnny, for that, and I would like to thank all other councillors for their compassionate support for those programs. I can assure you that your fellow ratepayer Southern of the Shire would be absolutely thrilled to bits with the whole lot. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah. So we need. Is there any further comment on that Democratic vote? We've got to move in a second, or we need to move in a second?
That will mean.
No, I didn't record them.
It will be completed in my term of
Thank you, Councillor Phillips. Councillor Hall.
Thank you, everybody.
Infrastructure grant projects. The order that it was actually voted on. And those in favour?
Aye.
Yes? Yeah. Carried. Brian, did you make a comment or something?
No. Bring with it.
I'll work with Paula to make sure the motion is actually, or the resolution is actually recorded to reflect the projects as I read them out.
It'll show up in the minutes anyway. We've got to remember which one we're doing. And which,
No. As Greg said there, we'll make sure that they're putting the motion to what order they were and how it was going to happen. And just one other on page 599, this 16, which was questions, which you notice hasn't been given. I didn't have any. And also the petitions, and there was no petitions. All right, so now moving along to page 600. Would someone like to move that we go into...
No moved.
No session. We've got no reason why we shouldn't do it.
Before we go, Mr. Mayor, can we bring up something to support the Tony Slade's...
Aren't we doing that at the end?
Well, this is it. Aren't we at the end now?
No, we come back in after
quiet. Come back in
after. Right, okay. So that way, I just thought we could do it before then, and just do everything in the... closed session.
All right. We've got moved, Councillor Rees, that we go into closed session. Second it?
I did.
Oh, Councillor Phillips, thank you very much for that. All those, those against? Right. And now I've got to do the recommendations.
Is actually
very quiet.
I know.
Right?
I'm trying to hurry.
Trying to get out of here before dark.
Oh,
you're lucky.
I'm going to have to put in for overtime.
Wait, it's going. Overtime? Lucky I cancelled my gym. And a message earlier.
Resolution 2019. Liv Dennis Brady, second at Peter Harris, the council moves. At a closed session of the Open Council,
the time was about 10 past 4.
18.1, rates and charges donation 2020-21, recommendation that the Director of Corporate and Community Service report number R20192 be received and noted. 2, Council determine the rates and charges consistent to provide to the CWA Televigil branch, CWA Tottenham branch, 3, Tottenham Island Parish of St Isidore Catholic Church, Televigil and Our Lady of the Lords of Catholic Church, Lake Angelico.
Missed a couple of diamonds.
What's that?
What's next? We're going up.
He's waiting.
It's waiting for the Pope to come.
18.2.
Go to Lewis.
Send a plant and fire additional contractors. Resolution 2020-220. Deputy Mayor Paul Phillips, second of Councillor Blewett. At one, that the Rector Infrastructure Service Report number R20-202 be received and noted. Two, the tender rates from A and B for contract be accepted. Three, tender rates from EMMAT Group Project Limited be accepted. Number four, the General Manager be authorised to execute the contract documentation, and that was carried. 18.3, tender negotiations of FTT 2019-14, Lockwood Shire Council Integrated Water Cycle Management Strategy, Resolution 2020-221. Move Councillor Mark Hall, second Councillor Dennis Brady, that one, the Director of Infrastructure Service Report number R20-213 be received and noted. Two, the Public Works Advisory Proposal for the preparation of the IWCM strategy be accepted. Three, council contribution as detailed in option two, reallocated from the current 2020-21 operational plan through QCR1. And four, the general manager be authorised to execute the final funding deed and contract documents and affix of the council's seal. That was carried. 18.4, collection disposal of used motor oil net waste regional contract, resolution 2020-222. Moves Councillor Dennis Brady, second of Councillor Melissa Blewett. At one, Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development Report number R20-215 be received and noted. Two, the Council accept the tender dated the 28th of July 2020 from the initial 2-year term. Three, Council authorise the Mayor and General Manager to sign the contract document and fix the Council seal if required, and that was carried. Now, 18.5, contract extension, Riverview Caravan Park and Lakeview Caravan Parks, which was Resolution 2020-223. It's moved Councillor Mark Hall, second of Councillor Dennis Brady, that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development Report number R20-224 be received and noted. Two, the General Manager and Mayor be authorised to sign a deed contract with the PRO Management Project Limited and affix the Council seal if required for the operation and management of the Riverview and Lakeview Caravan Parks from the 1st of September 2020 to the 28th of February 2021. And that was carried. Offered to purchase land at Logan Street, Lake Adelico, Resolution 2020-224, moved Deputy Mayor Paul Phillips and second of Councillor Mark Hall, that won the General Manager Report number R20-228 be received and noted. Two, the Council adopt options two as detailed in the body of the report for the sale of lot 14, section 58, DP758595 of Logan Street, Lake Adelico. Three, the General Manager engaged Council's legal representative to prepare the contract documents and transact the sale. Four, the Mayor and General Manager be delegated the authority to sign the contract documents that affix the Council seal, and that was carried. 18.7, offer to purchase Land Hay Street, Condoblin, 2020-225. Move Deputy Mayor Paul Phillips, second of Councillor Mark Hall, that one, the General Manager Report number R20-229 be received and noted. Two, the further details on the option to purchase a property in Hay Street, Condoblin be obtained before a final decision is made on this matter, and that was carried. 18.8, proposal of outstanding debts, resolution 2020-226, moved Councillor Barris, second of Deputy Mayor Paul Phillips, that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Services report number R2230 be received and noted, and two, the correspondence from the RSM partners dated 19th of August 2020 be noted. Three, as per section 131 clause 3, Local Government General Regulations 2005, the interest referred to in item 4 below rates relates to all properties identified as being associated with the NAR, the number 2147 in Council Rates and Water Register. Four, as per section 131 clause 4D of the Local Government General Regulations 2005 to write off interest to the 30th of June 2020, totaling $48,437.48, on the condition that A, a payment of all outstanding rates and charges, including water consumption charges, accrued as of the 30th of June 2020, amounting $393,118.68 is received in full on or before the 16th of October 2020. And B, installments 1 of the 2020-2021 rates and charges for all assessments and totalling $17,875.05 paid in full on or before the due date of the 31st of August 2020. That in all, and 5, that in all conditions in item 4 are not met on the, or before the due dates, that the disagreement immediately becomes null and void, and that was carried. 18.5, the Merrill Minute General Manager's General Performance Review for period of ending the 30th of June 2020. Moved Councillor Melissa Blewett, seconded Deputy Mayor Paul Phillips, that Council note the report of the General Manager Performance Review panel. 2, note that the finding of the panel on the General Manager's Annual Performance Review for the period ending the 3rd of June 2020, in particular the panel's summary of assessment. The panel has conducted that the General Manager's performance has been of a very high standard. The panel is particularly pleased with the achievements as outlined in the review, and in addition, the personal development of the General Manager. The panel looks forward to working with him in what will be an exciting future for the Shire. The panel has consistently rated the General Manager above his own self-assessment. This should be read overall as a meeting that the panel is extremely pleased with the General Manager's performance. Individual comments in this section have been not been made, but it should be taken that in the course of the rating scale as contained with the agreement provides that a rating 8 or above reflects a high performance. In terms of assessment under the standard contract, this performance should be regarded as better than satisfactory. His overall rating is 8.5. 3, the above projects will be included in the 2020-21 agreement. 4, the panel considered the results of the review and has noted that performance. The panel has also reviewed the GM's current TRP comparison to similar councils. The panel is recommending to the council that the General Manager be offered a new five-year contract commencing on the 7th September 2020 at a TRP of $274,433.75. It is noted that this TRP will represent an increase of 5% in the previous amount. In deciding to grant this adjustment, the panel noted that the above matters, as well as the requirements under clause 8.3 of the existing contract, and that was carried. 4.1, I said the Merrill Minute, the General Manager Performance Review, the recommendation that that the General Manager be offered a new five-year contract commencing the 7th of September 2020 at a TRP.
Thank you, John. It's
done. You don't need to do that again.
Thank you, Johnny. You can pull up and drink. Time's up.
I repeat myself.
Round two.
I was ready.
Being recorded, but it's a new item of business.
Have a drink.
Oh, we have to make that recommendation now. What page are we going to? That page.
Before you go to that.
Not on there. Move the motion.
Move it.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go there.
We have to make this recommendation.
All right. All right, this is a report on page 22. It was a Merrill Minute, which we... Oh, he's got to leave the room again.
Okay.
He's showing an interest.
Hey.
We're talking about him again.
Like that.
Sorry, Greg.
Not without telling his head.
So, because now we're actually in open council, so we carried this report over till after we did the closed session, sort of a bit out of order, but I think that's why we had to do it, because it did concern me how I was going to go about this. 4.1 is the Merrill Minute General Manager Performance Review and Contract, and would someone like to move that?
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady.
Second it.
Harris.
Brady and Harris. I've heard that a couple of times just today down there. So if there's no further comment, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? That's carried. Might get Greg to come back.
Greg!
He gone home. Now,
can we move the motion now for the letter?
What's that?
We want to move the motion for the letter.
I've got my little white hand here.
Yep.
Do have that, as you remember, at the public forum this morning, we had
move that, Mr.
Tony Sloan asking us for a letter of support.
Yeah, I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady.
I'm sure I moved it initially at the public forum, just saying.
We want to do it all again.
It's all yours.
I think we might make Councillor Blewett the second.
Oh, I don't care.
No, Councillor Reid, sorry. Councillor Reid.
No, it's fine.
No.
My name in there.
You've got to put your hand up. Right, really?
Just because I called out the wrong name. Councillor Reid.
Same Melissa. Right, we'll get it right.
Yeah, we'll get both of them.
That's Melissa.
All right, all those in favour?
Yeah.
Those against?
That's a letter of support.
That's a letter of support, either the gun.
And they'll come to us with
reforming or to.
Can I make a.
Lay Enfield. Yeah.
I didn't know it was young. I just did some Googling on it.
Totally supportive of a letter of recommendation of what they want to do, but I got to flag that I'm quite surprised because there was another group maybe 4 years ago that looked at reuse of this range and were rejected
By
firearms registry in the government because of changed land use around it, some illegal clearing that's happened, and encroachment, and that the fact that the zone, which they mentioned here, is actually nowhere near big enough for the current template that you have to have as a safety zone, and the landholders around would not agree, which they have to do.
They have now.
I think that's really great, but I'm really surprised because there was a previous applicant was refused.
Yeah, well the landholders have agreed.
Yeah.
Landholders around there have agreed. And one of the landholders is Tony.
The one that's okay. Yeah.
Okay. The other one is my cousin, and he's agreed to it as well.
And further to that, sorry, just one thing. My understanding previously was there is a council gravel pit impact in this.
Yeah, further on.
I think you'll find this. We've given them the letter of support, and I think a lot of this will come out as we go along.
And as it goes on.
I think I'm going to now close the meeting, and thank you very much. And I think our general manager does have a item to talk about after we've stopped recording.